A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As the time drew near for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely took the road for Jerusalem and sent messengers ahead of him. They set out and they went into a Samaritan village to make preparations for him, but the people would not receive him because he was making for Jerusalem. Seeing this, the disciples James and John said, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to burn them up?" He turned and rebuked them. They went off to another village. The Gospel of the Lord. Scripture scholars don't agree about very many things in the field of study of Scripture, whether the Old Testament, the New Testament, or apocalyptic writing. But I think there's one that pretty much everyone agrees with in the field of the study of the Gospel of Luke, and that is that the verse we hear today, chapter 9, verse 51, is a crucial turning point in the Gospel, because Christ makes his way to Jerusalem. It says he resolutely took the road for Jerusalem. More literally, it says he hardened his face to journey to Jerusalem. And I don't know any scholar who wouldn't agree that this is a crucial point. From now on, for the rest of the Gospel, until Christ dies, everything is governed by that journey. We see references to it. The stories he tells, the parables, the people he meets, miracle he works, all done on a journey to Jerusalem. And Jerusalem itself is the end of the journey. Logically, reasonably, in human terms, because there Christ is captured and sentenced to death, and just outside the walls dies. Yet for Luke, the journey doesn't end there at all. As the time drew near for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus set his face hard to journey to Jerusalem. He passes through Jerusalem, he doesn't end his journey there. But it's crucial that he does pass through Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the holy city of David, the city of Solomon, the city of the temple, the city that encapsulates the meaning of Israel's life. The last place to fall when Israel falls. And yet, both a place of holiness and rejection of God, faith and despair. And the word Jerusalem, the place Jerusalem, occurs again and again in the Gospel of Luke. Well, largely based on the temple. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those said to her, "How often I wanted to gather your children together just as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not have it. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem." And nevertheless, I must journey on today and tomorrow and the next day. Can it be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem? So that's the journey. It gives shape to the Gospel. It's also saying something else, because Christ doesn't just go to Jerusalem to die. It's rather making a longer journey. And the journey is not just his journey to heaven and the ascension. It's a journey in the apostles, the disciples, and those who believe in him. It's interesting, earlier on he sends the disciples out to the places where he was to go. I don't think that means literally places that he was going to visit in his earthly life. I think it has that meaning, but I think it's a larger meaning. Everywhere the church goes is a place where Jesus is to go. And that's the journey. It begins in chapter 9, verse 51, in the Gospel of Luke. Other Gospels have him make the journey, but without the same clarity. It's the same journey. For Luke, that's the only journey, the only meaning of the world. From Jerusalem in his apostles, in his disciples, and those who believe in him, and those who share in his power. He, as it were, fans out through the world fills the world with his presence. We Catholics believe this is particularly visible for us in the Eucharist. Christ is present in many ways. The Eucharist is the greatest gift of his presence, the greatest gift for those who have the faith in his presence. But Christ is filling the world all the time. And in fact, that's the word that's used in this description, in this gospel. As the time drew near for his being taken up to heaven to be filled up, because that's what it is, a filling up of the world with his presence. This is the great journey of the world. There's only one journey. And if we have faith and hope in Christ, we make that journey with him. We too spread through the world. That's why the great apostles, in their prayer, in their hope, in their love, in their struggle with their own sins, in their willingness to forgive, in their eagerness to be forgiven, are always travelling with Christ. Christ is always travelling with them.